Tom, we're here at this 2011 Farm Progress Show. What does it say to folks when American agriculture and NASCAR can stand side by side and talk about an American-grown product?
Well, I think it's absolutely great. It's a great fit. You know, race cars need fuel, and ethanol is a higher performance fuel than gasoline. And NASCAR's movement to E15, Sunoco Green E15 this year, was a very positive step, because I think it validates what we all know in our industry, that it is a great fuel, it's a better fuel. You get more power, you don't get the mileage loss that a lot of people like to pass around misinformation about. And if it'll work for 4 hours at 200 miles per hour on the racetrack, it's going to work in your car.
Tom, what's it mean to you folks to have a spokesman like Richard Childress touting everything that ethanol brings to NASCAR?
Well, there's probably no bigger racing icon than Richard Childress. You know, he's helped make the sport popular. He's very well respected on the track and off the track. And working with his team has been just fantastic. It's been a great relationship. They understand what we want out of it, and that's we want to get to the American motorist that this is a great fuel. This is not only a great fuel, but it's great for the nation. Reduce our dependence on foreign oil, create jobs right here in America, and revitalize our rural communities and be better for the environment. And we couldn't pick a better spokesperson than Richard Childress.
Is that message being heard?
It is being heard. And as we go, and if you watch the NASCAR telecasts, you know, they have 80 million loyal followers. And you've probably seen the ads and the tractors pulling into the tracks, and it's been nothing but a positive experience. We haven't heard any complaints from the race fans.
When we look at the challenges, what's the biggest challenge that ethanol still needs to overcome?
Getting the facts out there, the facts about ethanol. You know, we're fighting misinformation and sometimes outright lies, everything from food versus fuel to a lot of people think that their car's not going to run properly on it, and that's just not the facts. So misinformation is our biggest challenge.
Don't know if you knew it or not, but the custom chopper that Paul Jr. Designs did for DeKalb for their 100th anniversary.
Richard Childress and I just went over there.
Yeah. You know, it runs on E85.
We were told that. That's great. That's fantastic. You know, a lot of people think that you can't do it, and that's just not the case. And that's part of our challenge.